That was really short. Let us pray. Loving God, we're so grateful for this resurrection morning. We pray, O God, that you would speak, that we will hear, that you would minister to each and every one of us in a special way. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Easter. I want to read to you from Hebrews 9, verses 24 through 26. For Christ did not enter the sanctuary made with human hands, that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most high place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have suffered many times since the creation of the world, but he appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. The word of God. The other day, it was kind of a special day. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but it was a special day in my life. And I decided that I would do a review of my life. Now, one of the things that I took note of, and it made me smile, is that there's a certain theme that I found or that I can trace throughout my life. It seems like every book that I read, every movie that I watch, has one thing in common, and that is the theme of transformation. I'm not a big fan of television. I don't watch it very much. But there is one show that I watch and I find myself glued to, and even if I'm late for work and, yeah, maybe even late for a church meeting, I cannot stop watching the movie, the book, the picture that's called Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Now, what happens there is that they select a family that needs a makeover. They surprise the family and give them a gift of a new house. We see, as we look at the old house, that it is in a state of disrepair. You're left wondering, is there any hope? It looks like it's an impossible task. The designer concludes that they must bring down the house because the house is unstable or too old or impossible to repair. At the end of the program, we see a beautiful brand new house that's been built for the family. They tailor it and make it based on the family's dreams and needs. The house surpasses the family and the viewer's expectation and imagination. We even forget about what it looked like before. One of the key aspects of the show was that the community effort all rallies around and helping to build this house for this family. This reminds me of Easter. Easter is about an extreme world makeover. If I were to have a commission of inquiry on the state of the world that made the crucifixion and the resurrection necessary, they might give the following report. The world was in despair. It needed a makeover. It was in a state, it was in a sinful state. Sin was like a virus infecting all of humanity. The Old Testament had a sacrificial system. The priest tried to repair the world through burnt offerings. But yet somehow sin was not fully extinguished through this system. The world remained in a state of decay. As the passage in Hebrews tells us, there was need for a better sacrifice that was a perfect offering. A tabernacle wasn't necessary. Christ took it upon himself to die for the sins of the world and was nailed to the cross for our sins. This means that you and my sins were also nailed to the cross. When he was buried in the grave, our sins were also buried in the grave. Now, I know you might want me to get to the good part of the report, the resurrection part, but it's important for us to understand the steps that led to the makeover. The world during the time of Jesus was ruled by pagan Rome. Even among the people of God, there were only a few that practiced true religion. The infestation of sin affected the religious leaders. Did you hear me? The infestation of sin even affected the religious leaders. They were blind guides trying to lead blind people. The Commission on the State of the World reported the evidence that found that they trace at the beginning of creation that all humanity was kidnapped and held captive of sin. Christ had to come to the earth to redeem his people with ransom. The word redeem means to buy back. In the redemption, a price had to be paid to free people from the power of another. The state of the world was in despair. Satan had claimed God's children. We were held captive by sin. Lawlessness had taken us hostage. We could not escape. While Satan wanted to destroy the world and all its members, Christ dying on the cross destroyed the work of Satan. Jesus took dominion over the power of hell. The death of Christ conquered death, that time that came into the world through the sin of Adam. The old world that once existed, was controlled by Satan, was now brought down. Did you hear me? Jesus became his own demolition team. You know that big truck that has this little hand like this that just knocks it down? But you see, that's what happened at the death and the resurrection. Jesus demolished sin. We no longer have to dwell in a valley of defeat and despair. Christ has risen and given the world an extreme makeover. Today, we can say Happy Resurrection Day because our sins were nailed to the cross. Our sins were buried, my friends. We celebrate the risen Christ on Easter, but we can't forget that what makes this day victorious as well is that all of humanity has been risen along with Christ. By him and through him, the rising of humanity is referred, my friends, to an uprising in the Greek. This was an extreme world makeover. It was an uprising or revolution forged against Satan, which held the world at one time at ransom. Jesus was not only raised from the dead, but he was astonishingly made us a new beings, a new humanity. The makeover took place 3 days, culminating in the resurrection. Now, I know that I'm speaking a little quickly because I feel a pressure of time, but you're looking at me as if you don't understand. So I am going to slow down, even if it means that we stay here until 2:00. Unless I see some smiles giving me back that you understand. The resurrection was an uprising. It was a sign that the revolution was underway. It turned the world upside down. Jesus has rescued us. He made all the difference in the world and all the difference to the world. I like Ezekiel's description of the valley of dry bones. I liken this to the extreme world makeover. Before it happened, we were a lifeless world, a world that was on the brink of death. It was a hopeless situation. The resurrection brought about a new world order, an extreme world makeover. It was a resurrection. It was a resurrection of Jesus Christ, as well as a resurrection of humanity. The celebration of Easter offers us an opportunity to raise a new beginning. The First Corinthians 15 says death initially came by a man, and a resurrection from the death came by a man. Everyone dies in Adam, and everyone lives in Christ. What does it mean, this new life in Christ, that 1 Corinthians is referring to? This extreme makeover, or the death and resurrection, affirms humanity. It affirms that God has destined us to be with him and commune with him through Jesus Christ. And I don't know if you know that that's a big deal. That God wants us through the resurrection to be in communion with him. That means that I don't have to have a Godfather to open up doors for me. That means that I don't have a big man or a big woman to do something for me. You know why? Because I can commune with God. I have a hotline to God, and you have a hotline to God because of the resurrection. Because of the extreme world makeover, we have the power to resist all temptation. I think I told you the story before, that one time someone said to me that I saw them with a t-shirt that I owned, and I knew that there was nobody in Kenya these years ago that wore a Delta Airlines t-shirt. My sister worked for Delta Airlines, so I had a lot of the paraphernalia. But when I saw her with my Delta Airlines t-shirt, she made all of excuses, and finally she said to me, "The devil made me do it." My brothers and sisters, because of the extreme world makeover, we have the power to resist all forms of temptation, all forms of temptation of the flesh, all forms of temptation that causes us to maybe steal, all forms of temptation we can resist. The resurrection of Jesus says that all human life has something special about it, something distinctive about it, given to us by God. That means that when I look into the face, your face, when you look into my face, I see God in you, and you see God in me. So I don't see your ethnicity, but who I see is children of God. Oh, my brothers, I'm going off the script, but I'm going to really, really cut this down. Humanity is made with dignity and liberty. We are the vehicles for doing the transformative work of God in the world. Because of the resurrection, it has been imposed on us a higher level of being. I don't expect you to respond like the world responds. God expects more from you. You have a higher level of being. It's expected. We have been raised to newness with Christ. This is what would mean when I say that we are a part of this extreme world's makeover. It's not about a building. It's not about a beautification of self, but it's about what's inside of you. The resurrection was an extreme world makeover. It transformed us. The whole world pivoted and turned in a new direction. It makes the impossible possible. If you would get that thing in your mind that you think is totally impossible, you think that nothing can change it, that dysfunctional family member, that family member, my friends, that has never had a job before, never wanted a job before, and we've just resolved to ourselves to say that's just the way they are. God came to make the impossible possible. Every 5 years, we resolve in ourselves that our businesses will go down. We will have demonstrations. My friends, that's not so. Because of the God in you, you have the power to turn this country upside down. Oh, I'm skipping, my friends. I'm skipping. I'm going to conclude. But if you want more, you have to come to the 11th service. St. Andrews and friends, the resurrection of Jesus is a remaking of creation. The resurrection is not the happy ending of the story of Jesus. It is the beginning of the story of the extreme world makeover. It's a story of the word of God speaking to the heart of darkness, to bring life out of nothing and bring the human race into a brand new existence. We become the bearer of Christ's likeness in the world. The resurrection is not just an Easter Sunday event that we go home and we go to dinner and we just kick up our heels or we go visit someone, but it is a reenactment afresh of a life of the believing community, of what a new life could look like in this world. Today, we celebrate the start of a new world makeover, the beginning of a new creation. The resurrection of the risen Jesus is a new making of humanity. This day offers us a new beginning. We see from the story that God can make something from nothing, life from death, light from darkness. God has wonderfully restored us. The extreme world makeover might come in the midst of your failure and your despair and your feeling hopeless. But the good news that I have for you today is that that first Good Friday, the world changed. A revolution began. The third day was the first sign of the difference when Jesus was raised from the dead. It was a glorious beginning of the extreme world makeover. It meant that darkness, the strongest power in the world, the power of death, was defeated. It meant that a different sort of power, a new power, had been unleashed into the world. The victory that had been won gives Jesus' followers a new task. Because he lives, the jailer that held us captive had been overpowered. Now it's our task to go and unlock the prison doors. Because he lives, my friends, forgiveness of sins had been accomplished. Brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Jesus becomes our mission to the world. We are the implementers of the victory that Jesus won at the cross, the victory over power, the ultimate victory over death itself. Now, I'm really going to conclude. But I like this choir singing Handel's Messiah, and I pray that they're preparing that today. I like it because I'm reminded of the passage that it comes from in Revelations. The kingdom of the world would become God's kingdom. Handel put music to the scripture passage in the Hallelujah chorus. It's a powerful celebration of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And I invite you to join the celebration of Jesus' victory this morning. It goes beyond believing in Jesus' resurrection. It is not simply a matter of giving acknowledgement of the fact that there was a resurrection, but my friends, it's to say that in my words and in my deeds, that yes, a new world of forgiveness has been won on the cross. And God, I want you to make me over again. I don't want to be the same person that I used to be. I don't want to talk the same talk that I used to talk. But God, I surrender myself to you to do what? To make me over again. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we are so grateful for the extreme world makeover. We're so grateful, oh God, for calling us here on this Easter Sunday morning, and for not only you raising, but also we being a part of the resurrection, oh God, that you raised humanity up, and you raised us up with a purpose to make a difference in the world. So God, we want to say that it's me, oh God, standing in the need of you making me over. I want to be made over, oh God. We need to be made over. Lord God, help us to be your witnesses in this world. God, we boast in this country of being 80% or slightly more, less, dear God, of being Christians. But God, where is the difference? How is the difference shown in our walk and our talk, in our governance, in all that we do? But God, we want to say on this day, on this resurrection morning, that we have been raised anew with you. So help us to be a difference in this country. Help us to be a difference in our family. Help us, oh God, to stop mourning and saying it is impossible. For those of us, dear God, who have come laden with problems and burdens, oh God, whether it be alcohol or drugs or other excessive behavior, we pray, oh God, that we give it all to you. We lay it at the cross and we bury it, dear God, in the grave. And God, we say, make us over again. Raise us up, oh God, anew. Help us to know, dear God, that in this newness that we have a task to do. And we say, God, here am I. Send us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.